Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think the beard is a cooler look. I think guys that grow mustaches a lot of times have patchy sides for their beards, so they just stick with the mustache.
I think I've shown that I can grow a beard with new patchy sides. I have respect for my elders, you know, especially when they're much, much elder. Be respectful. I'm gonna have respect for my elders, you know, especially when they're much, much, much elder. 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 Much, much elder.
Approaches and we're underway in Jacksonville. Trips to the right, an empty backfield for Fitzpatrick on third and goal from the three. Looking to his left, fires, end zone touchdown. Preston Williams with his first score of the year.
What a opening drive by the Miami Dolphins. That's as good a drive, guys, and as balanced a drive as we've seen Jimmy in a long time.
Be respectful.
Back to throw Fitzpatrick. Throws it downfield, caught by Gesicki. Touchdown, Miami.
Mike Gesicki goes up, gets another one. Boy, tall and athletic in the end zone.
His second touchdown of the year.
How about Mike Gesicki's confidence right now, going up to get the football and having fun, man? What a drive.
Much, much elder.
Much, much elder. Much, much elder. Much, much elder. Much, much
I don't
elder.
Know if he can grow a beard. The mustache is his look. He rocks it. I'll stick with the beard and the chest hair and the senior citizen look.
It's an empty backfield.
Yeah, when all else fails, into the backfield and let Ryan Fitzpatrick run around, right?
Well, or a quarterback draw. And there it is. Quarterback draw. Touchdown, Miami.
They love playing with him.
Yes, they do. Mobbing him in the end zone.
His first rushing touchdown of the year.
First and 10 from the 26 to the Dolphins. Dolphins lead 31-13, late fourth quarter. Minshew, back shoulder, and it's picked off by Xavier Howard. And that is the first interception by the Dolphins this season. The Dolphins defeat the Jaguars 31-13 on the road in Jacksonville. The first victory of the 2020 season.
I don't know if he can grow a beard.
I have respect for my elders, you know, especially when they're much, much elder. Be respectful.
The mustache is his look. He rocks it. I'll stick with the beard and the chest hair and the senior citizen look.
Be respectful.
Love it. Celebrate our Finns after a game like that.
Fitzy, shutting down
got
those young
Fitzy.
Boys. Young
got
boys,
your
don't come question the OG. You a puppy, baby. Don't jump on the porch with the OG. Come on now.
Not time for you to be slandering old Ryan Fitzpatrick yet, Gardner.
Yeah, Gardner. I don't know if he has
Gardner.
Any kids. Ryan has 9 kids. Question me. Changing lives.
Let me start the 4 o'clock hour here with the stock market report, like I always do. What do you think, Crowder?
We had a bad stretch. We done bounced back today, baby. We done bounced back.
We did bounce back today.
I love
it. Look at you. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 359 points. S&P 500 up 51 points. NASDAQ up 241 points. So not a great week for Wall Street, but we'll take that way to finish on a Friday. We got a lot of stuff to get to, and Desmond Howard, I don't know if you missed it in the 2 o'clock hour. Canes fans are going to want to hear him. We're going to replay his interview sometime this hour if we can fit it in. But I'll start with the Dolphins because Crowder, you watched the game, obviously. People want to know what you think of it. I had even asked you earlier in the 3 o'clock hour, I said, do you feel like the Dolphins turned a corner last night? You said, no, let's not, you know, get ahead of ourselves here. But what was some good takeaways from last night's Dolphins game, right? I mean, Fitzpatrick played well. Gesicki looked good again. Yep. I said at the beginning of the show, I was impressed. Devontae Parker, you could tell he was playing through pain. So I was impressed by him. What was some of your positive takeaways from the Dolphins last night?
Totally agree with all that stuff. Gesicki, Devontae Parker now. I called the man a Pringle because he can break easily. And he's broken right now, but he's fighting through it, Hawk. So, yes, every assessment you had, I'm right there with you. The feeling their way out, the new DC and OC, I saw some progression with them last night. They played a soft zone. The Dolphins, we tried to play man-to-man for weeks, and we just can't do it, especially now with Byron Jones out. They played a zone. You saw the backers get a lot of tackles. So they didn't try to just blitz and play man. They're figuring their team out. The Jags were 3 for 10 on third downs. That's amazing. We had 4 sacks. But if you see what they did, too, that I liked, we didn't just put Ogba and you know, Vinoy and all these guys at the line and just try to let them rush. We schemed it up. That's why the backers had more sacks, because there was some ends dropping, backers rushing. The scheme of what they did, I appreciated. And Fitzy did Fitzy. 18 for 20. That's crazy numbers. 7 rushes for 38 yards as a quarterback, dropping his shoulder. This was the primetime Fitzpatrick game, but it made it easier, running the ball 36 times for 138 yards. The first time we have won a rushing battle this season, and the only time we won. So if you want to correlate something with that win, correlate 36 rushes, 138 yards. And Fitzy's not crazy in the air performance, Hawk, but a decent performance at 18 for 20 for 160 and made the throws when he needed to. I loved what I saw of the Dolphins, and I want to tell people to anticipate that style of game plan on both sides of the ball moving forward.
Right. So you watch it last night, and did you say to yourself at any point, why didn't they or why weren't they able to do this in week one or two? Or do you kind of put week one and two out of your head and say, look, the week one start against Cam Newton, they had no idea what to expect from him, and you didn't get the greatest game from Ryan Fitzpatrick. And then week two, again, you don't necessarily know what to expect, and it was a dud from the offense. Do you put that out of your mind and say, this is a game unto itself, and they'll move off of this one? Or do you look at it and go, I don't understand games one and two?
And you know what? I put it out of my mind, and it made me these last two games compared to the third game last night, Hawk, made me respect the preseason better.
Yeah.
Because then you can – because I always put it on the players. And after my third year, like, I don't think preseason helps, you know, third, fourth, fifth-plus year players. Like, it's football. Go play football. But the coordinators have to figure out, especially new coordinators, and the Dolphins have a new OC in DC. They have to figure out what these guys do when the bullets fly. You know, guys that go at practice, I tell the story of Jason Allen all the time. Jason Allen was a Pro Bowler at practice, and then Sunday came, and he wasn't a Pro Bowler. Any Dolphin fan knows what happened to Jason Allen. So, yes, I saw last night, I saw Chan Gailey, and I saw Bloiler, whatever that DC's name is. I'm not good with names. I call Gaskins still. I think it doesn't have an S on end, but who cares?
I also did a commercial today where for a roofing company, and you said you'll drop your drawers. So I'm getting the DC right is the least of your worries.
Yes, sir.
Josh Boyer.
I call him broil, like when you cook something at a high temperature.
Right, you broil it.
Yeah, I call him broil. Boyer.
All right.
I did see Boyer, and I saw Chan Gailey figuring out what they have. Like Boyer on the side of defensive ball, we didn't play a lot of man. We did play some man, but we didn't do man like we did in Buffalo because we don't have the pieces. Zone up, let them throw the ball short, and come up and make the tackle. The Jaguars were living off big plays. If you go back and look at some of the receivers' averages for the Indy week and the Tennessee week, speaking of the Jaguars, guys were averaging 18, 17 yards per catch because Minshew was running the ball and throwing deep play actions every time. We made them throw the ball underneath. If y'all saw the first couple deep balls of the game, there were 3 Dolphins around the receivers. That was the game plan. Throw it underneath, come up and make the tackle. Make Gardner Minshew go 15, 18 plays for 70 yards. and they gambled that he couldn't do it, and it was a great gamble because you saw the Jaguars' offense isn't built that way with a guy, what's his name, James Robinson being their best player, some rookie running back. I enjoyed the game plan, and I enjoyed the guys playing faster with a simpler game plan. So I would say anticipate what you saw last night to be the approach to a number of games coming up because I think it's what we're dealing with. The coaches are figuring out what their players do well and just putting them in that situation. Don't ask a manatee to climb a tree is the phrase I always use.
Seattle is coming up next. Should we expect anything great or it's just too tough a team?
That whole approach of, hey, let Gardner Minshew kill himself. Like what I'm saying, Hawk, like Gardner Minshew can't go 15 plays every series. He's not built that way. Russell Wilson can, man.
Right.
Russell Wilson can do. If you give him the big shot, he's going to take the big shot, Hawk. If you give him everything underneath, he's going to eat you up underneath and then take the big shot once you mess up. So, like I said, that's why I'm not saying it's a turning point because of the fact of the teams we're about to play, their identity is set. Seattle, their identity has been set since damn Richard Sherman and those boys in the Legion of Boom with what's been going on. The Dolphins just kind of figured out their identity of this 2020 team last night. I think Seattle's a big bite to chew right now for a young team in the Dolphins.
All right, let's get headlines here real quick from Alejandro Solana.
Tonight, Game 5, Heat Celtics, 8:30 p.m.
Talk about it.
Boston favored by 3.
Yeah, let them keep doubting. Let them keep doubting.
we're betting.
That's every game this series, I believe, right? Boston's been favored by 3 or 3.5.
Yep. How about this? Somebody texted me. Somebody DM'd me today. Take Boston first quarter -1.5. And I'm looking at my site right now. It's up to Boston -2. With the notion that Boston is just going to come out and drop haymakers because they have to. They're up against the wall. They may not be able to sustain it, may not be able to last, but take Boston minus the points in the first quarter.
I like that.
It makes sense. But you also don't know if they come out flat being down 3-1. You know, where they're just like, yeah, this ain't happening. We're not going to beat them 3 in a row.
And, Hawk, I think game 2, we missed on making this first quarter bet. So now seeing it a second time come around, I think we got to capitalize.
All right. I kind of like that. All right, what else you got, Solana?
Tonight, first of 3 against the Yankees for the Marlins. It's the final 3 games of the season. Tonight's first pitch, 7:05 p.m. Magic number to clinch for the Fish is 2.
2. Magic number for the Miami Heat is 5. 5 game gentlemen sweep.
5. 5 game. 5 game gentlemen sweep.
For the Miami Heat.
That was
smooth. 5 game.
That'll make you drop your draw.
For the Miami Heat.
That was smooth.
All right, what else, Solana?
FSU tomorrow, 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, Jack.
FIU, pause up, Papa versus Liberty tomorrow, 1 p.m. Liberty favored by 7.5 points.
Liberty won outright last weekend, I think, against Western Kentucky, and I know that off the top of my head because I had money against Liberty.
You're sick.
We had money against Liberty.
Yep.
And the Gators, UF, they play Ole Miss tomorrow at noon.
That's right. Lane Kiffin is preparing for the game right now at the Sweet Shop in Ole Miss. He's getting some turtles and some pralines.
All the turtles and pralines you can. Goodness.
Anything else, Solana?
Yeah.
We can whoop big man.
On Sunday.
The big lane?
He went big, man.
Inter Miami plays the Philadelphia Union. It's at 7:30 p.m. And finally, according to Grubhub, the trendiest fall food in the U.S. is, you guys want to guess?
Something with trendiest, pumpkin.
Fall guess. Pumpkin. Oh. Pumpkin spice pizza.
No.
No. All right. Well, I gave it a guess.
Clam chowder.
Huh.
People just learned about clam chowder in 2020?
That's trendy? What else? What was second? Bread?
Milk. Have y'all heard of milk? A white substance, milk?
It's like when Solana did. From a candy company called Brock's.
Clam chowder. It's not soup. It's chowder. Come on, man.
All right. Anything else?
Those headlines were sponsored by Indeed. If the next step for your business is finding a high-impact hire, try Indeed. Their flexible payment options mean better bang for your buck with no long-term contracts. Indeed will even give you a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Check out Indeed.com/high-impact. Remember, terms and conditions do apply.
All right. Any weather?
Just some rain in parts of South Florida.
All right, very good. I did not tell you this segment. I told you I would, why Alejandro Solana is a hero, a local hero. I'm going to tell you in the next segment. I'm not even kidding here. We talked about this yesterday. You were doing the Dolphins pregame show yesterday. Yeah. And this has gotten even more viral. It is an amazing story for an amazing man, Alejandro Solana. So I will share with everyone. And it's taken another great turn as well. So this is definitely something you want to stick around for. Now, I want to talk about mobilegourmetfoods.com here. And I hear positive things about them all the time. People tweet me pictures and say, "Ooh, I just got this. I just got that." And I know what they're talking about because half our meals now come from mobilegourmetfoods.com. We love it. They deliver really gourmet food right to your door. And it's so good. It's so delicious. My wife is making stuff that, you know, we've never made before. But I'm telling you, from Wagyu steaks to lobster ravioli to Alaskan king crab to grouper. They've got Ditka cooked baby back ribs. I mean, just unbelievable stuff. So you get to the website, mobilegourmetfoods.com. You'll see what I'm talking about. And they're a local company. They don't ship it through the mail. They deliver it in their own trucks right to your front door. There's something on there right now. Everybody loves this. It's called the Hockman Tailgate Special. You'll see it right there on the front page of the website. You get 40 to 50 cooked jumbo buffalo wings. You get pasture-perfect all-natural Wagyu beef franks. You get Jimmy Buffett Angus Margaritaville burgers. You get North Atlantic lobster tails, which my wife turned into lobster rolls. You get 2 pounds of jumbo-cooked cocktail shrimp. You get 2 pounds of the Ditka cooked baby back ribs. And so that's $130 value, maybe even more than that. It's just $99 if you use my code Hockman when you're checking out. Hockman. You go to mobilegourmetfoods.com, scroll down to new arrivals. You'll see the Hockman tailgate special. In fact, next to it, you'll see the VIP Hockman tailgate special, which has 20-ounce prime cowboy ribeyes, 14-ounce certified Angus New York strips, 12-ounce Caribbean lobster tails, 8-ounce Wagyu burgers, 2 pounds of the jumbo cocktail shrimp, 2 pounds of the Ditka ribs, and 2 molten lava truffle cakes that I am telling you my wife made the other night might be her favorite dessert of all time. So the VIP, the Hockman VIP tailgate special, that's like $250. You'll get it for just $199 if you use the code Hockman when you're checking out. In fact, anything you buy at mobilegourmetfoods.com, when you're checking out, put in the code Hockman, Hockman, you'll get 10% off. And they've got quad pay on the website, so you can order, you can make it 4 easy payments over time with no fees and no interest. You will be eating well. I know I am. So do yourself a favor. mobilegourmetfoods.com. Go there right now. They are South Florida's luxury food specialty shop. Solana is a hero. You will find out why next on Hockman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hock and Crowder Show.
You know, I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Hock and Crowder.
Crowder just dropped his drawers.
Boy, this song gets my drawers dropping for some reason.
All right, so here's why Solana's a hero. Do you know this story, Crowder? Because you weren't on the air with us yesterday, but you've probably seen it play out on social media.
Social media surprised me this morning, and my man Alejandro Solana, boy, you doing something special.
He is my dude. So dude, Solana, dude. We covered this yesterday. Donna was filling in for Crowder. Crowder was doing the Dolphins pregame show. Solana, just to bring you up to speed, he watches game 3 of the Miami Heat series with Boston with his girlfriend. And he had not watched a game with her during these playoffs. She is a nurse. She's always working. She's studying. She's a student as well. And very rarely does she get free time. So they haven't seen each other a lot, especially during COVID when, you know, things were crazy in South Florida, you know, in March, April, May. And, you know, his girlfriend was working nonstop in the hospital and they didn't want to, you know, he didn't want to be around her and catch the virus in case she contracted it and whatnot. So they relished their opportunities to get together. So Solana watches game three with her. And what happens? Heat lose.
Mm-hmm.
And they had only lost once prior in the playoffs, but he had not watched a single game with her. So they were winning at a pretty good clip when Solana was not watching Heat games with her. So, Solana, you tell her for game four, she's off work. She wants to be with you. She wants to come over to your house. And you told her flat out no. She thinks you're joking, right, at the beginning?
She thought it was a foregone conclusion. Oh, I'm coming over tonight to watch the game again. And I kind of had to break it to her. and I was trying to, you know, really, really delicately explain the severity of the situation. She just thinks I'm a crazy person, though. So I explained it to her very laymanly, like, you're not coming over tonight.
In your mind, the Heat victory, because you're part of Heat Nation, the Heat victory was more important than spending time with your two-year girlfriend.
That night, yes.
Yeah, right. No, I mean, regardless. Yeah,
fellas. Fellas, I have to side with Valentino on this one. The occupancy in the Solana house has nothing to do with the 37 points that Tyler Hero scored.
That's where you're wrong, and that's why you don't understand. It's a Heat thing, and you wouldn't understand.
I don't understand anything, Hawk.
Yes, if you don't agree with me, you don't understand. That's how I roll. If you don't agree with me, you just don't understand. So obviously, he doesn't watch the game with her, and the Heat win. Right. And Solana, this is a text exchange with his girlfriend, Valentina, and he posts this on social media. The text exchange is, it worked. She says, what did? He says, you know. She says, I don't like it. He says, but it worked. She says, I guess I'll never see a game with you again. He says, this team needs me. We all have to play our part. If this is what it takes, I'm willing to make that sacrifice. She responds, you're a psycho, bro, literally. Literally in all caps. And Solana responds with, no, I have the guts. And it is just brilliant. It's brilliant. So Solana tweets out the screenshot of this text thread with his girlfriend. And people are retweeting it and liking it, and it's picking up a little bit of steam. And then the Miami Heat retweet it to 4.7 million followers. And they write, sacrifice, it's what we do around here. Hashtag Heat culture. And Solana's on top of the world, right? The Heat have recognized. Now, he's the biggest Heat fan we know.
Oh, by far.
And the Heat now have recognized that he's got the Heat culture, that he's the human embodiment of whatever this Heat culture is. And you'd think it couldn't get better than that, and it does.
Don't tell him. Don't tell him. Don't tell him who said something, Hawk. Don't tell
Dwayne
him.
Dwayne Wade from Robbins, Illinois, tweets out to his 9 million followers, this is the best thing I've heard all day. And it is Solana's text exchange with his girlfriend, Valentina. And to top it off, this tweet that has gone viral, that has been recognized by the Miami Heat and by Dwayne Wade, a tweet that has been recognized as showing what Heat culture is by our own Alejandro Solana. We went to the lab in my t-shirt website, honkedofflikeagoose.com, and have created a shirt that just says, Solana has the guts. All Heat fans should be wearing this shirt to show Alejandro Solana what he means to Heat Nation by taking one for the team, disappointing his girlfriend in order for Heat fans to see a victory where the Heat are now one win away from the NBA Finals. Everyone should be sporting the Solana Has the Guts t-shirt. It happens to be a good-looking shirt as well.
Yeah.
And it's at honkedofflikeagoose.com. And as the kicker, Alejandro Solana gets 100% of the proceeds of the sales of these shirts. So there you go.
Whoa.
He got deputized by the Heat as being a minister of Heat culture. He got recognized by Dwayne Wade as being the epitome of Heat culture. And Solana now has been forever immortalized in a t-shirt. And I have to tell you, when people are allowed back into the American Airlines Arena and you can root for your Heat, and we know Solana has been purchasing Heat season tickets for the longest. He is there every game, proud as hell. If he's walking around that concourse one day and he sees a couple of people wearing Solana Has the Guts t-shirts, this guy's life will be made. But I'm not kidding you. Solana, you brought it strong. People recognized it. You earned it. You deserve it. You have to feel good. When Dwayne Wade retweeted that, was that just a highlight of your life?
I couldn't believe it. But I must say, Hawk, as happy as I am with how things have gone, as glorious as that Dwayne Wade endorsement was, the work is not over. There is still...
This is a real athlete, Crowder. This is a real competitor. Speak, Solana.
There is still work to be done tonight. I am calling upon all of Heat Nation. I have sacrificed a lot, not just that night spending time with my girlfriend. Let me tell you, I am sacrificing a lot because I don't think I'll be spending any quality time with my girlfriend for many months.
No dropping of the draws.
Okay. So... we all have an obligation. Make sure you play your role. Understand what needs to be done tonight. Every single one of you, because the Heat need to win tonight in five. We'll all do it together as a city, as a fan base. This is important. Do not let this organization down. Do not let Pat Riley
down. We follow your lead, man. You are leading this charge. We have to follow your lead because Solana has the guts, Crowder.
He has the guts. I'm proud of you, Solana, man. Sacrificing it all, bro.
Yep.
Now
that you're single, you could come on up and watch a game with me. You ain't nothing better to do.
I just got a text that Cheetah is going to be opening soon, so I'll take you over there. It is such a great story. Honkedofflikeagoose.com if you want to rep Solana on your chest. Solana has the guts. I am so delighted by it. All right. Desmond Howard next. He joined us early in the show in the 2 o'clock hour, and I want to replay it because we are on the cusp of Canes FSU tomorrow night. Desmond Howard, College Game Day. They are in Miami. They will be doing the show from Hard Rock Stadium. And Desmond Howard had some pretty cool things to say about our Miami Hurricanes. So you're going to want to hear Desmond Howard in the next segment. Before we get to him, BNT Impact Windows and Doors, we are in hurricane season. The weekend is here. Maybe you want to make one more business call, one more call before the weekend officially starts for you. And I would suggest it's made to BNT Impact Windows and Doors, and you make an appointment for next week for them to come out, take a look at your house, and see what it would take to get PGT custom windows and doors installed in your house. I speak from experience. My wife and I use BNT to install PGT windows and doors in our house. If you're going to live here in South Florida for a long time, rest of your life, hurricane season will be here every year. We know it's coming. There's going to be a lot of storms. There's been a record number of storms this year. BNT is the company my wife and I used. Call them. Make PGT custom windows and doors a reality in your home for future hurricane seasons. Their number, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. Desmond Howard from College Game Day. He is next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
I'm Batman.
Hock and Crowder.
All right, Desmond Howard's there. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And what can be said about Desmond Howard? Obviously, we watch him every Saturday on College Game Day. I think that is mandatory viewing for any football fan. But his football career is something of legend, right? Heisman Trophy winner, Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP, number retired by the University of Michigan. I mean, that's a pretty badass resume to walk into anywhere with. And, so very close to yours, Crowder. Very close.
And the reason that I spent hundreds of dollars on wristbands when I was in high school because I wanted to look like Desmond Howard.
Desmond Howard. So College Game Day is here in Miami tomorrow. Des, are you guys on campus or you're at Hard Rock Stadium?
We're at the Hard Rock Stadium. Yeah, we're not going to be on campus. We were on campus a couple of years ago, and that was just outstanding.
Oh,
I wish we could do that again. That was incredible. Oh man, I loved it. But I loved that whole Saturday was perfect from game day to the actual game. It was just like it couldn't have gone any better. But now we'll be up at Hard Rock, so I'm looking forward to it. It should be fun.
We were at that game. Me and Crowder went to that game. That was the Notre Dame game a couple years ago. And Crowder, who exactly loves to pick on the University of Miami as much as he can, even though I know he secretly loves them, he looked at me. We were in a suite. He looked at me after that interception, that first interception.
Trajan Bandy.
And Crowder looked at me and he goes, "Holy hell, this place is electric." Like that was a scene there a couple years ago.
No, you're right. It was incredible. It was electric. And let me say first that I live in Miami, and I love listening to you guys, your show. I think you guys got incredible chemistry, so you guys do a fantastic job. I saw Crowder at a little Super Bowl shindig in February, and I told him that, too. I don't know if you remember that. I saw you at that little party they had. I said, "Man, you guys do a great job on the radio, man. You guys do a tremendous job." So it was really – really cool for me to get a chance to be on here with you guys. Don't give him crap about say. Does he really say us when he says like Miami Hurricanes?
Every now and then he slips up.
Bro, how do you slip up like that, bro? I mean, go ahead.
2 to 6 every day. We're taking Canes calls. I'm breaking down the Canes. I know every player on the team. Dez, I know every player that's in the NFL that played for UM over the last 10 years. I just slip up every now and again because it's on me. It's on my chest.
I got you, brother. I got you. All right. You get a pass.
Talking about the Canes, though, I gave them a hard time, too, that they started out in the top 25 after what happened last year. We know the addition of De'Eriq King, Roche, they have some grad transfers. Now we've seen a couple games. UAB didn't impress me, but that Louisville game did impress me. What's your thought of the Canes, new rebuild, De'Eriq King, Manny Diaz Kane? What's your thought on this team?
I like what I see. I like what I've seen so far. I think that they've they've brought in some really important pieces, like you said, some grad transfers who I wouldn't say necessarily fit the system, that they've been able to use their skill set better for the system in which they've implemented. Don't forget now, we got a new OC, too. So now you got Rhett Lashley, and now he brings a spread. And so now that fits De'Eriq King and what he wants to do. And then defensively, oh, my God. I mean, those two ends, man, they're just like hell in cleats, the way they're coming off the edge, Roche and Phillips. So far, so good. I was impressed by the Louisville game. What was crazy to me, if you guys – look at those two long touchdowns that the Canes had. They had a 75-yard reception for a touchdown. They had a 75-yard run for a touchdown. And in both plays, like, Louisville's defense didn't have, like, anybody on that side of the ball, which is the offense's right side of the ball, in the secondary. Like, if you remember, it was like it was nobody over there. Like, guys ran, like, 30, 40 yards before they were, Cam Harris ran, like, I guess, like maybe 75 before he was touched going into the goal line because he had to dive. And then the receiver, no one was near him for that whole, 75 yards that he ran. So there were a couple of blown assignments from Louisville that caused some big plays. But overall, I'm impressed with the way that they were able to go on the road, you know, keep their composure, play a sound game offensively and defensively, because Louisville has some really, really, really good wideouts too. But I thought they did a good job in all three phases and came away with a nice victory.
Desmond Howard, ESPN's College Game Day, they're in town, and then the game tomorrow will be on ABC, their primetime game. Yeah, they're fun, and us Canes fans, like, we're watching them, we go, this is the real deal. Like, we've got a real quarterback, and they're good on both sides of the ball. But how would they fare against Clemson? They're going to play Clemson. From what you've seen, how will Miami fare against Clemson?
I think they will be competitive. I think that as the season grows older, they become more confident. Now, when the season starts, you just look at Clemson. They're like head and shoulders above everyone else in college football, except maybe in Alabama and possibly Ohio State, right? But when it comes to the ACC, it's like, okay, no one's close to Clemson. It's just they're in a league of their own. But I believe that, you know, when you have these teams, they're kind of young, but they got, like, some veteran leadership. They got these grad transfers. They got these guys who play with a chip on their shoulders, and they know that this is an opportunity now to just, like, cement their legacy by knocking off a Clemson team that, you know, just been a top dog for so long. It just motivates these guys, and I think you'll get their A game, and I think they'll be able to compete with the Clemson Tigers. So, it's, you know, we got a lot of football left. If they were playing Clemson today, you know, I would say, hey, it's been nice, but they're not ready for that monster over there yet. But since they, you know, get them down the road, get a couple more victories under their belt, I think this is going to be a big game for them. Anytime, you know, despite what's going on up in Tallahassee, despite how the Seminoles looked against Georgia Tech, when you play your in-state rival, there's just something that comes out of both teams. Now, I think that Florida State will bring their A game. I think that's going to happen out the gate. But how long can you sustain that level of play is what's going to be the key. So despite the fact that they put some just horrendous football on tape against Georgia Tech, I would caution the Hurricanes about thinking that the same team that they saw on tape against Georgia Tech will be the same team that they're going to see Saturday night at the Hard Rock, at least for that first quarter. Now, as time goes on, Crowder can tell you as the game grows older, then the cream rises to the top, and that's when you see what's what.
And, Dez, you talking about the cream rising to the top. I was going to ask you about the champion this year, 2020 college football champion, college football playoffs. They're doing it all. Is it harder to win this year? Well, what's going on? We all know what's 2020, what 2020 done to us, Dez. Is it harder to win? Is it easier to win because there's less games, there's less chance for injury? Or do you think this year's champion's right on par with 2019 and 2022 champion?
Man, you know, because of this, the unknown, I would love to say D, all of the above, because I just don't know. I mean, none of us know. This is like touch and go. I mean, we've had so many games that have been either canceled or postponed, and we're getting them on a regular basis. So, you know, the Pac-12 just decided that they're going to play. The Big Ten decided a week ago that they're going to play. But they didn't leave themselves like a large margin of error. You know, it's like they're 8 games in 8 weeks for the Big Ten. And as we see how teams are starting to, you know, postpone games or cancel games and try to reschedule because they have open dates, they don't have an open date. So I say this because I think that the College Football Playoff Committee, they're going to really have their hands full trying to just pick these teams based on who had a full schedule, who played what they deem a tough schedule, who had, you know, more difficult opponents. Even if you run, say if you have an Ohio State team and they're supposed to have an 8-game schedule, say they only get 6 games in. But, you know, those 6 games, and they're 6-0, but in those 6 games were against, you know, maybe they beat Penn State and they beat Michigan. So now it's like, okay, well, they beat the stronger teams in their conference, but they only play 6 games. Like, they have to, like, really sit there and subjectively look at these teams. The eye test, I think, is going to be really critical. You know, do you just think this team looks better on film than other teams who may be who may have a similar record or even a better record, maybe a one-loss team compared to an undefeated team. Like, it's just so many different variables coming into this college football playoff equation that we're just trying to, you know, get through the season first. Like I said, because you have so many cancellations, so many postponements. First, we need to get through the season, and then when all the dust settles and all the smoke clears, then we'll see who are the teams that are standing, and we'll try to – well, not we, because I'm not part of that. They will try to evaluate the teams that are left as best as they possibly can. But this is going to be – man, it's going to be a mess. Hey, you guys are going to have a lot to talk about. This is going to be a mess.
All we wait for is content, Dad. We don't care if it's good, bad, or otherwise. We just need content.
You're going to get some content, brother. Believe me.
Yes, sir. But one more question now. And one other thing going on this year is the social justice movement. You know what I'm saying? The NBA with the Black Lives Matters, the names on the back of their jersey, NFL, you know, we're going through it. But college football, the HBCU week on ESPN. This week, there's Deion Sanders going to Jackson State University. That push for the historically black colleges and universities, they're trying to get funding, you know, with the ESPN push, and I love it. I have no problem with it. But there's, honestly, how long will it take for an HBCU to catch up with my alma mater, UF, or your alma mater, Michigan? How long will that really take?
No, now that's an excellent question. And I really hope that with Deion going to an HBCU, going to Jackson State, and that he will be able to recruit and start to pluck some of these five-star athletes who are going to, like, the Floridas or the Michigans or the Alabamas or the Clemsons. And then that it will start like a trend. I forget, there's a young man, I forget his name, but he's a five-star basketball player, I think out of Los Angeles. Anyway, he's one of the top, if not the top, recruit in the country, and he committed to Howard. So if that turns into a trend and more guys start to follow, it only takes, like, I would say, a couple of teams that can compete on that highest level for it to be something of significance like you speak of. So I think that with Deion going there to Jackson State, if he's able to bring, like I said, some of those five-star athletes there and they're able to have some success, I think it can happen sooner rather than later.
Desmond Howard, ESPN's College Game Day, is in Miami tomorrow. Canes and FSU, who's going to be the guest picker? Let us know.
Man, you know what? I don't know. I know they tossed out a couple of names, but we don't have the definite person yet, so I don't want to spoil that. But if they get the person that they're trying to get, you will be pleasantly surprised.
All right, I'll be watching. That's a good radio tease. That's a good radio TV tease.
Not be disappointed,
right,
my friend. Trust me on that one, Mark.
Fair enough. Desmond Howard, College Game Day tomorrow. Thank you for making time for us, Desmond. We appreciate it.
Hey, guys, my pleasure. Stay safe and keep up the great work.
We shall try. All right. Desmond Howard, it is Canes FSU week. It feels exciting, especially when game day's in town.
And, Hawk, I don't take compliments well. I felt funny when he said we do a good job. That's Desmond Howard, man.
I immediately did a lap around my block. That's why I was quiet for so long. I was like, I got to jog this one off. I was feeling myself. All right, let's take a break. We'll
thank
come
you.
Back.
Thank you.
But neither of us said thank you. It was like we didn't know what to do. We froze up. I'm so used to reading texts that are like, you're garbage. I'm like, huh? What do I do? All right, quick break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.